My word today is out of 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and I'll start at the 17th verse. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor, for Lord, truly you are worthy to be praised on this day. God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, because you said, God, we have to hold fast to that which is good. We have to abstain ourselves from all evil, because God, you said, not let your good be evil spoken of. And so, God, you said, God, that you would do it. You said, faithful is he that calleth us, who also will do it according to your word, God. Long as we hold on to your word by faith, God, you will do what your word say you would do, and it will come to pass in our lives. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, on this morning, Lord, that, Lord, we can become blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we hold on holiness, God, in right standing with you, standing right with you, God, according to your word. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you today. We pray, God, Lord, that you would continue to be with us throughout the rest of this week, God, that you would continue to bless Bishop and Sister Lenore, that you will supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Whatever the need is, Lord, that you will render it unto Bishop and unto Sister Lenore, Lord God, because you said that you will supply all our needs. And so, God, I pray that their needs is met in the name of Jesus. I pray that it's running over abundantly, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you're opening up the windows from heaven and you pouring them out a blessing, God, that there is not room enough to receive. And you are rebuking the devils, God, to try to come in their way. You're rebuking them, Lord, for your sake. And so, God, we thank you. And we praise you, God, for all that you're doing, God. We pray, God, that you'll continue to bless the ministry. We pray, God, that as each and every one goes through this week on the fast, God, Lord, whatever they got before you, I pray, God, that you would answer in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you would get them the answer, God, that they're looking for. As they seeking you, God, as they seeking you every day through the word, through prayer, through meditation, through just sitting, God, and listening and trying to hear what it is that you're saying, God. As you've given us a listening ear in 2025, what it is you'll have us to do, where you'll have us to go, what you'll have us to say in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. I pray for each and every one that's on this line this morning. God, I pray that the needs are met in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that healing will take place in the name of Jesus. Lord, because you said it, by your stripes we are already healed. You said that we could send forth your word, God, and it shall not come back void. So I send forth your word of healing, deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, a newness in you, God. I pray, God, that our eyes will be open, Lord, to the truth, knowing that we are covered under the blood, knowing, God, that there's no name greater than your name, God, because you said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you're Lord, you rule, you reign, God. We thank you for the bloodshed covering that covers us, God. We thank you, God, that we can come to you with our troubles, God, and the things that's going on in our lives, and we can put it before you, God. And we know, God, that you're the only God that answers according to your word. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We pray, God, for finances, Lord. We pray, God, that you will begin to bless your people financially, God, that the need not only is met, but they can meet another need, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And so, God, we thank you for all that does give, Lord. Help them to be able to continue to plant those seeds in the ground and watch them grow in the name of Jesus, Lord. But we won't plant it and then pluck it right back up. It's got to grow in the name of Jesus. And give us wisdom and understanding concerning tithes and offering, God. Concerning, God, what you ask us to do. You say, will a man rob God? We say, Lord, we won't rob you. But he said, you're robbing me of tithes and offering. And a lot of times, God, we might say we don't have it. But, Lord God, we get to keep 90%. We get to keep 90%. And we got to give you your 10%, Lord, plus more in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you, God, that you give us power to get wealth. We don't give our own self power to get wealth. Lord, your word says that you give us power to get wealth. So if we don't have the strength in our bodies to be able to go and do what it is that we need to do, waiting on the power, God, that you give unto us. And so we thank you and we praise you, God. We give you glory, God, because truly, Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Truly, God, we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, God. And we thank you and praise you, God, that we have this day. And so, God, we got to be about our Father's business, God. And so, God, we pray on this day that you will send someone along our path that we can give the word to, Lord, that we can tell them all about you and the goodness of you, God, and all that you've done, Lord, in our lives, God. Because, Lord, we don't want to be full. We don't want to be yet food in our mouth and still whining and complaining and not thankful and not grateful for the little things, God. Not grateful and thankful for all that you have done. And so, God, we are thankful. We are grateful, Lord. And we love you on today, God, because you first loved us. And we're thankful for you going to the cross, Lord. You stretched forth your arms and you died, Lord, for us. Not just for us, but for the whole world, God, that we might come into truth and understanding of the truth, that no one can come and bring a word, God, that doesn't connect to you, and we be unstable. You said an unstable man. Lord, we can't be unstable. We stay unstable in all their ways because, Lord, we're either going to serve you or we're going to serve man. We got to make up our mind, God, that we don't serve you so we can walk, God, because you said, God, that a righteous man's footsteps are ordered by the Lord. And we thank you for ordering our footsteps. We thank you, God, that we don't have to lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways, we have to acknowledge you so you can direct our path in the right direction. You said we'll hear a word behind us, God. We'll hear a word, but we got to have hearing ears to hear the word of what you're saying, God, in the name of Jesus, that we don't get too busy this year doing this and doing that and yet not doing what you called us to do. So, God, I pray, God, that each of us examine ourselves, God. Lord God, that we'll look at ourselves, that we'll come before you, Lord, saying, show me me. Lord, we got to be honest when you show us. We got to be honest what you're showing us, God. Lord, I won't ever say I came before you and said, show me, and you didn't show me. And then I walk away saying, well, ain't nothing wrong with me because he didn't show me. But yes, Lord, I pray, God, that you will continue to show us, Lord, so we'll be in right standing, that we won't be lifted up and think, God, that we all that. We won't be lifted up thinking we better than one another. We're not. So, God, I thank you and I praise you for what you're going to do. I pray, God, that you be with our sister on today. I pray, God, because she has to meet with a family that needs a lot of healing. So, God, I pray that you be in the midst of her. I pray, God, that you would give her the words to say. I pray, God, that as she show up in the room, I know you're in the room, God, because greater is he that's in her than he is in the world. And I pray that deliverance will come on today. I pray that healing will come, God. I pray, God, that as she's ministering, as she's speaking to them, they'll hear, God. what is being said in the spirit realm. They are here, God. You open their ears, God. I pray that you be with her, cover under the blood, protect her, God. Complete healing from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. And I pray, God, that every need is met. And I thank you and I praise you, God, that every need is met this morning on this line, God, that you would meet the need. Whatever the need is, God, that they'll know that you're God. They'll know that you rule and you reign. They'll know that you are God that answers, but you answer according to your word, and we have to give you back your word. You said, give me my word, or will I not answer it? And it shall not come back void, but it'll accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Lord, you said we could stand in proxy for one another. You said, God, that we can stand in the wilderness and cry out. And I cry out this morning for my sisters and brothers, God. I cry out, God, that you'll continue to strengthen their body as they go through the fast, that you'll continue to strengthen them, that you'll continue to give them a word from you, that when they come up off this fast, they'll know without a shadow of a doubt that you was with them, Lord, the whole entire time. You was with them, God. And they can walk away with a word saying, I heard a word from the Lord. And this is what he's telling me to do. So, God, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. Now I speak to every mountain that's standing in our way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Because you said, God, if we have faith as a mustard seed, we could speak to that sycamine tree. What is the sycamine tree, Lord? Whatever's standing in our way. It's got to move. And so, God, I call it done by faith. I give you the praise. I give you the glory and the honor. For truly, you're worthy to be praised. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to our host.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Sister Cynthia. Thank you so much for your wonderful prayer. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your word through our sweet sister. We realize some may need to go as we start our day. And we leave this prayer line. We don't leave the presence of the Lord. Stay near. The Lord says that he draws near to those who draw near to him. And like our sister prayed, we want to stay sensitive to the Holy Spirit this year. Just stay attuned to heaven so that as we go about the world, as we make a difference and make an impact, it's his presence in us, like she said. Thank you for covering me, too. I feel emboldened and more empowered. Praise Jesus. Hey, one of the ways that we can stay connected, it says in John 15:5, to stay connected to the vine. And our bishop and pastor have done a wonderful job continuing to cultivate the vineyard that we're blessed to be a part of, to dwell in. So let's help them do that by continuing to support Bishop's mission and vision. He's done a wonderful job continuing to minister to us and equipping us. And let's make sure he has everything he needs to do that. So let's keep our barns full and good seed in the ground as we give unto them. We thank God and praise God for them. At this time, I'm going to turn over to our next host. Get my text back up here. Sister Jackie, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Go ahead and take over whenever you're ready.
My topic today is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. In a quiet moment of, let us pray, in a quiet moment of my heart, I come before you, feeling the weight of the humanity, yet longing for the love to wrap around like a warm embrace. Lord, as I ponder upon your unfathomable love, I am humbled by the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. He came not to condemn, but to save. to offer redemption to a broken world, to me, a broken soul in need of a healing touch. Help me, Father, to fully grasp the multitude of your love, to understand your love knows no boundaries. Reach even the depth of the darkest moments. In the stillness of this moment, I surrender all that I am to you, to my doubt, my fears, and my insecurities. I replace them with the assurance of your love. Let your love guide me through every trial. Lord, may nothing separate me from you today. Teach me how to choose only your way today, so each step will lead me closer to you. Help me walk by your words and not my feelings. Help me to walk by your words and not my feelings. Help me to keep my heart pure and undivided. Protect me from my own careless thoughts, words, and actions. And keep me from being distracted by my own wants, my desires, my thoughts on how things should be. Help me to embrace what come my way as an opportunity rather than a personal inconvenience. And finally, help me to rest in the truth of Psalms 86 and 13. Great is your love towards me. You already see the way I will fall short and mess up. But right now, I consciously tuck your whisper of abundance of love for you into a deep part of my heart. I recognize your love for me is not based on my performance. You love my warts and all. That's amazing. But the most amazing is that the Savior of the world wants, would desire a few moments with me this morning. Lord, help me to forever remember the gift of sitting with you this morning. Thank you, God, for waking me up this Wednesday morning. Thank you for your consistent love, for keeping me through another night. As I step into today, I ask you keep me wrapped in your loving arms. Calm the anxiety and fear of the unknown that tries to overwhelm me. Remind me with every moment, and that I am never alone. Guide my steps. Give me wisdom and help me to trust in your timing and plan for my life. Fill my heart with peace and confidence, knowing you are in control. You gave me life, then you saved my life with your blood, as if that was not marvelous enough. You gave my life meaning and purpose. You have richly blessed me, have offered me eternal life. I don't want to squander this gift or sacrifice. I rather want to live my life to the fullest extent and bring you glory. Please guide me when I am confronted with big opportunities and also in a mundane day-to-day task, so my whole life brings you praise. Today I want to spend time with you, renewing spirits. In fact, I like to spend the whole day just being in your presence. For this day, I will not worry about the work I have to do or the goals that I want to accomplish. I will pull back and simply listen for your guidance. I am willing to change my life in order to fit your perfect will. I am asking that you begin that work in my heart. And even now, I'll let go of my personal ambitions for now. I'm loosening my grip on the things I want to accomplish and the recognition I crave so long. All of this I give over to you. I'm consistent to be a servant for now, quiet and unnoticed, if that is what you desire. I'm even willing to be misunderstood if you will only respond to my sincere prayer and renew my heart. Dear God, thank you for granting me a new day. Bring forgiveness for my mistakes and calm my mind. God, I need you as long as I breathe. I need you. I can't face the world alone. God, you are the only reason I've come this far. I pray that in 2025, you will not let go of my hand. Thank you for your endless love and support. Dear God, I want to take a moment and not ask for anything for me, but to thank you for your mercy that you allow me to live another day and glorify your holy name. I thank you for the love of our Heavenly Father. Thank you for your kindness, and thank you for the gift of life you have given me and my family. Thank you for taking care of my life, my home, my loved ones. I pray that you will open doors that need to be opened and shut the ones that need to be closed. God, I believe every word that you say about me. I'm important to you, so important that if Jesus had to give his life again for me, he would. Father, that is such a humble and overwhelming thought. Father, there are so many that don't share that feeling. So I pray this morning for all of my brothers and sisters that don't know you or are not sure how to get to know you. Father, with all my heart, I want them to know and feel the depth of your love, to know how valuable they are in your eyes, to feel your power working in their lives. I pray, Father, that each one hear your whisper and listen to you as you call them closer to you into the future which you have planned for them. I pray every stronghold that keeps them from a fruitful life be destroyed. I pray against sickness, disease, financial lack, and other attacks the devil may throw their way. Allow them the wisdom and the truth to flow through their minds and pierce the very depth of their soul, so they may resist those attacks. Help them, Father, as they give way to you. Allow you to be in total control. Excuse me. That you be in total control of their life so they can begin to enjoy the grace, mercy, and overwhelming love you have for them already. They just don't realize that, Father, strengthen each one of us that do know you to offer hope and be able to share with them the words, deeds, and loving kindness of all the beautiful benefits and the meaning of walking with you, Lord. God, guide them. Help them to see that you are the answer, Lord. Help them, Lord. Guide them, Lord. I stand before you today praying for anyone who needs you right now. Father, whoever it is, whatever it is that someone is going through today, please help them and take their burden away. If there's someone who is weak, I pray for strength for them. If there is someone who is sick, I pray for their divine healing for them. If someone is lost, please be their guide. If someone is anxious, please calm their mind. Please provide comfort for the brokenhearted. And be a reminder that you are with them. Help them to hold unto their faith in you. Fill their hearts with peace and gladness.
Amen. We praise and thank you for you. Sister Jackie, what a beautiful prayer. You covered so much, and we just thank you, praise God, for your prayer time this morning. I want to review with us the prayer list. People that have called in, emailed, and texted in to ask for prayer. We want to keep Bunzella in prayer. They've had a fire, but they are okay. But we know we need to pray for restoration over their family, not just over their physical, tangible things, but also over their lives, their minds, their hearts. You know, that kind of trauma can greatly impact a person in the family, so we want to be sure that we're praying for total restoration for them. Let's keep Sister Latanya covered in prayer. She's having surgery. We know our Heavenly Father is the great surgeon. We just pray that he's in the room and that he moves through the eyes and hands of the natural surgeon, and we pray that for Karima, too. She's having surgery Friday. Let's keep Sister Mercedes and Sister Sheila Sheets covered in prayer. The Lord knows their needs, and we just want to partner in prayer and stand in the gap in intercession on behalf of these people so the Lord can move through us. When our prayers go up, he combines them with his power, and he blasts that back to earth to make a great impact. So we have a responsibility to partner with him in intercession. I just thank and praise God for this time here this morning with you, saints. Remember that we are, as mature believers, we minister from our location, and this is part of it. So I just thank you for your time and commitment. Minister Barry is next. Minister Barry, are you ready? Minister Barry?
Are you able?
I can hear you. Now we can. Okay. You're breaking up a little bit. Yes.
Okay, sorry about that.
No worries. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, saints. My name is Barry Johnson. I come to you from the first historic African-American community, Lincoln Heights, Ohio. My prayer topic this morning is 2 Samuel 22, verses 3 and 4. Heavenly Father, we approach you today with grateful hearts, acknowledging your greatness and strength, reflecting on your word, particularly in 2 Samuel 22, verses 3 and 4. We are reminded that you are a steadfast foundation and protector. Father, thank you for being our refuge during life's storms, a source of security and comfort. As we pray together, we seek your wisdom and guidance. Father, life often presents overwhelming challenges that can leave us feeling lost. In such times, remind us of your promises, that you are always near and ready to provide comfort. Father, help us to lean on you for stability and strength. We are grateful for the testimonies of those who have walked this path before us, like David, who wrote this scripture. He faced immense trials, yet chose, in spite of it all, to praise you. Father, may we also embody such unwavering faith during our struggles, turning our hearts and minds toward you. Teach us to surrender our burdens, recognizing that true strength comes from you. Help us to release our worries and trust in your perfect timing. We lift our concerns to you, especially for those feeling overwhelmed by life's pressures. May they find solace in your presence and experience your deliverance in their darkest moments. Remind them that they are not alone, and that you are guiding them through each and every challenge. We also pray for our loved ones, asking for your protection and direction in their lives. As we engage with those around us, may we be sources of encouragement and reflect your love, remembering David's declaration, "I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised." We acknowledge that praise is a powerful response to both victories and struggles. Father, teach us to worship you in every circumstance and to remain ever so grateful for the blessings in our lives. Father, in our weaknesses, help us to find strength in you. Equip us with your full armor so we stand firm against life's challenges. Father, may we be courageous in our faith, assured that you are on our side. We pray for our communities, asking for your peace in a world filled with strife. Help us to be peacemakers, reflecting your character and love. As we reflect on our unique journeys, we acknowledge our individual struggles and triumphs. Guide us to align our hearts with your will, and let us be sensitive to the leading of your Holy Spirit. In moments of doubt, Father, remind us of your faithfulness. When life's storms arise, let us stand firm on the foundation of your promises. Father God, strengthen our faith so we can walk confidently with you, our constant companion. Father God, we thank you for your unwavering faithfulness. May we carry these truths in our hearts as we trust in your goodness. Father God, help us to remain devoted in prayer, seeking your guidance in all aspects of our lives. As we navigate life's complexities, may we find comfort in your warm embrace. Let your presence guide our thoughts and actions, reminding us of your unfailing love. May we be diligent in prayer, approaching you in both need and gratitude. In our daily lives, let us reflect your light to those who are lost. Help us to be instruments of peace, bringing comfort to the brokenhearted. May we understand the struggles of others and extend your grace to them, becoming living testimonies of your love. As we confront the uncertainties ahead, remind us that you hold the future. Teach us to trust in your plan, even when the way forward seems unclear. Embrace the journey, knowing that you are guiding us every step of the way. Father, we pray for those facing trials. For the sick, may your healing touch restore them. For the weary, may your strength refresh their spirits. And Father, for the confused, may your wisdom light their paths. As we intercede, remind us to offer ourselves as vessels of your love. We are grateful for the gift of community. In times of trouble, may we support one another through prayer and action. Help us to remind our loved ones of your promises and to create an environment of love and hope. Father, as we conclude this prayer, we express our gratitude for your presence in our lives. May we share the truths of your love with others boldly proclaiming your goodness in all things. Father, I said all things, not some things. May our lives glorify your name. May our hearts be attuned to your voice, our minds focused on your word, and our spirits aligned with your spirit. Father God, thank you for hearing our prayers and for the assurance of your constant presence. In the matchless, the marvelous, the magnificent, the merciful name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. For those of you that must leave, always remember to keep your hearts and minds on Jesus and be ever so vigilant and notice all of the wonders and miracles that take place in your life each and every day. I will now turn it back over to our prayer host. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen, Minister Barry. Thank you so much for that wonderful prayer. We're just so blessed to be in the presence of the Lord this morning. Lord, we just feel your presence here heavy, and we thank you and praise you. My prayer point comes out of the scripture in Zephaniah. I love this book, this of the minor prophet. He is so amazing. He sees and hears so clearly. I love the way his relationship with the Lord. And my scripture comes from Zephaniah 3:17. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. I just felt impressed upon to read it to you from this version. The Lord, your God, is in your midst. Lord, we thank you that you're here today. Just thank you and praise you for your presence. A warrior who saves. Lord, we thank you that you are a redeemer. You are a righteous judge. You are just in all your ways. You balance every scale. Lord God, even in the midst we see of destruction, natural, Father God, and by man's hand in this world, we know that you are mighty to save. We thank you for that. He will rejoice over you. He will be quiet in his love, making no mention of your past sins. It's so beautiful. Lord, we thank you and praise you that you forget. And Lord, I pray that you would help us. You've brought this to my attention many times. Forget the former things. We're to forget too. The world, culture teaches us forgive, but we never forget. And there's all these sayings and all this modern psychology, and it's not right. That's not right. That's not what your word says, and that's not how your heart is. We are instructed, saints, to forget. Forget the former things. So, Lord, help us as we go about life, as we go about doing life together, as we nurture and cultivate discipleship and relationships, as we minister through relationship, help us to forget the former things. Lord, we cast every memory, every hurt, every offense into the sea of forgetfulness. Because, Lord, we know when we let go, it gives you space and room to heal, to redeem, and make new. We want that. We want that, Lord. Pull up the weeds. Pull up the weeds of past hurt. Pull up the weeds of past offense. Pull up the weeds, Lord God, of past traumas. All of the things of our past that keep us bound and hinder the flourishing garden you want to be in our lives. And it says, he will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. Lord, we thank you that you are our good, good Father and that you love us and you delight. You said it in your word, you delight. In this word, you say you rejoice over us with shouts of joy. And it also says in your words that you delight in your children. You give good gifts. Lord, I pray over each and every person's sonship. And that means right relationship to the Father. Lord, we know that it's not gender specific, you know, but Lord, our relationship, our direct relationship to you, I pray that we would know who we are, and I pray that we would know how you are, who you are to us, Father God. You are these things. You are our Lord in our midst. You are a warrior who saves. You rejoice over us with joy. You do not keep account of wrongs, Lord God, and you rejoice over us with shouts of joy. Heavenly Father, I pray this scripture is about identity. And Lord God, I pray the blood of Jesus over our identity in Christ. I bind and rebuke every attempt of the enemy to try to pervert the perception of our identity in the name of Jesus. I cast down every stronghold that we have constructed in our minds to keep us stuck in inadequacy and unworthiness. I bind it in the name of Jesus. Because if we don't know who we are in Christ, we can't move the way Christ has commissioned us to. So Heavenly Father, I pray for restoration in identity. There are traumas in this world. There are hurts. There's abuse. There's things that have happened, relationships, ways we've been wronged, Lord God, that have twisted our perception of ourselves in you. And Lord God, I pray that we would embody this scripture and the other scriptures who tell us who we are in you, Lord Jesus. We are heirs to your throne. We are priests. We are kings and queens. We co-reign with Christ. Lord God, we thank you and praise you. You told us, greater works will you do. Lord God, I pray that we would accept and receive our Christ like identity. I pray that our lives would be Christocentric, Christ-centered. I pray, Heavenly Father, that people, when they encounter us, they encounter Jesus. Lord, help us to embrace who you have called us to be. You paid a great price so that you could live in our lives. It's no longer we that live. It's Christ in us. Lord, let us die to self. Let us be resurrected, Lord Jesus, with more of you in us. daily we die to self and we're raised up in you. We thank you and praise you for that identity. What a holy identity. What a sacred identity. God, I just bathe the saints in prayer, Father God, for unworthiness. I just keep seeing it like a bright flashing light behind in my eyes. And I just pray, Lord God, that you would wash away unworthiness. I bind any religious spirit that would keep us, Father God, from knowing and flowing. Hallelujah. Knowing and flowing with you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we break tradition in the name of Jesus. I thank you and praise you for leadership who has got us outside the box. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that we have a bishop and pastor who exhort us to thrive in our Christ identity. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, be free. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're not trapped, Lord God, in a building anymore, ministering just to one another. There's nothing wrong with gathering. We're not to forsake gathering. We need that. We need the replenishment. We need the worship. But Lord Jesus, let us be free to minister to the lost, the broken. Lord God, whom you commissioned us to in Isaiah 61. We have a mandate, saints, to bind up the brokenhearted and set captives free. We can't do that without Christ flowing through us. We can't do that without knowing, being assured in our identity in Christ. We cannot fulfill purpose if we do not embrace identity. The Savior of the world dwells within you. Look how he talks about us, how much he loves us. He stays in our midst. He could be anywhere. He could sit in heaven. It's not true. We do have a God that sits high. He reigns high, but we co-reign with him. Lord, help us to renew our minds according to Romans 12:2. To have the ideal conception of who you are in us. Lord, break every former tradition that tells us anything different than what you say about us in your word. Sometimes I think we get these idealisms and we keep them going. Lord, as we listen, all you have to do is turn on Daily Bread. All you have to do is pull up a YouTube word, and you will hear the call of Christ, the heart of our Father. This is his heart. I am your warrior who saves. I rejoice over you with joy. I forget your sins. I rejoice over you. He repeats it twice with shouts of joy. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I pray that we would be free today. Free to co-reign with you, Christ. I pray that no sin would hinder us from this, God. You promised to make a way of an escape, to keep us from falling. We thank you and praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I pray that we'd have eyes to see and ears to hear who we are. When we look in the mirror, we see you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for more pruning. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. I love that song, that worship song, May Christ Be Magnified, because we won't be led by emotions. And if we're in the fire, we know that you're there too. And we come out looking more like you. There's nothing like refiner's fire. Lord, we count it all joy, every walk, every step of life, Lord God, because it's making us more like you. And that is the whole point, to grow and love in relationship with you and to become more Christ-like so this dark world can see Christ in us, can encounter Christ in us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And that they would be drawn into relationship with you. Let us not forget what we're here to do. Lord God, we thank you and praise you that you love us so much. We bask in your love today. Lord, thank you for your present help, your present peace, Lord Jesus. You're so close. I pray that every saint on this line feel, sense, know the presence of your Spirit, Lord Jesus, your Holy Spirit. I pray for each and every person who needs comfort, that you wrap your arms around them, that they would feel the presence of the Lord embody them, embrace them. I pray, Lord Jesus, that they would feel empowered and equipped to do the things that you've called us to do. From the simplest task, Lord Jesus, of keeping up our homes and managing, stewarding the resources and dominion that you have given us in each of our places, Lord God, to the mighty things of prayer and healing and deliverance, Father God, all of the things that you've called us to do, management of ministries, Lord Jesus, our jobs, our purpose, Lord God, the things that we're called to do. Let us remember the highest calling, and that is to introduce the world to you. May we be replenished, refreshed, and restored in your presence. May we come back and find shelter and peace in your presence. May we come back and get downloads and directions and blueprints in your presence. We can do this. God has commissioned us, and he loves us, and he empowers us, and equips us to do it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. You never fall short. You always have us, and you love us. Your whole word, the entire scripture, is a beautiful love letter to us to remind us of who we are, how much you love us, and your heart to reconcile and restore us. It's an endless, ongoing love story for eternity. Thank you for creating us. You created us just to love us, that we would enjoy fellowship and presence with you. And you have never stopped trying to save us, rescue us, redeem us, reconcile us, and restore us. May we receive all of those things freely. Christ paid the greatest price for it, our lives. So, Lord, we give them back over to you. We thank you and praise you for how much you love us. No greater love. We accept and receive our sonship and daughtership in you. Lord, we take our place next to you as co-heirs to the throne with Christ Jesus, emboldened and empowered to do the things that you've called us to do, assured in our worthiness, our righteousness that is in you, Christ Jesus. When God looks at us, he sees the blood of the Lamb, a perfect, perfect Lamb. Imagine the affection he has for you as he gazes upon us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we seal all of these prayers today in the blood of the Lamb. We thank you and praise you for every partner on this prayer line. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the privilege to pray, for the gift of intercession, Lord God. We trust and have a great faith that these prayers are partnered with your power and impact this world. We cover our leaders, Lord God, in the blood of the Lamb. Would you extend, Father God, an extra measure of faith, provision, Father God, strength, energy, and endurance for their missions and mandates as they serve us and you. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints, it's so good to pray with you today. Let's not forget those we mentioned on the prayer list today. let's keep all of them covered in prayer. As the Lord moves mightily through their lives, we expect praise reports. Hallelujah. Remember that we are a people vowing to praise his name. There's so much power the Lord's been showing me this week in worship. Worship is your warfare. The Lord's been teaching me armchair warfare, and that's sitting in his presence, worshiping, praying in intercession, and watching his power impact the world as we pray. Do what the Lord's called you to do, but don't forget that prayer is the most powerful thing you can do. And remember, giving is a form of covenant, and we are in covenant with one another, but ultimately our Heavenly Father. I exhort you to seek the Lord. I was doing it this morning, and ask him what to give. How far can he stretch your faith? How far can he stretch your faith in your giving? Stay connected. Text MAXIMIZE to 55444 to stay connected and up to date in all the Lord's doing through us. The ways to give are Cash App. You can send it to $BishopClark or text to give. Text give to 216-446-1209. And we just thank and praise the Lord for our time here this morning. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line.